7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 crept up slightly Thursday, while other key metrics are seeing signs of improvement. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state reported 822 patients in its hospitals with confirmed cases of COVID-19. That's up 8 from the day before. For weeks, the number of patients hospitalized has been dropping from a peak of nearly 2,000 at the start of December. The 7-day positivity rate fell again to 6.47%, well below the heights of the fall surge. But it's not yet down below the desired 5% rate. Vaccinations continue to rise gradually. 271,000 doses have been given. Nearly 50,000 people have gotten both recommended doses. About 4% of the state's population has now gotten at least one dose. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
COVID-19 vaccinations are among this year's priorities for Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar. He gave his State of the City address Thursday. He credits the city's support of small businesses and federal stimulus for stable sales tax revenues last year. Gratisar highlighted housing variety as a key factor in economic and community development. He says attracting people who can work remotely is a new opportunity resulting from the pandemic.
We need to position Pueblo to take advantage of these opportunities. These won't be large job announcements, but they will steadily increase our population with educated people and good careers.
Gratisar says the city plans to replace outdated fire stations and put a new sales tax before voters to pay for street repairs and replace the current water user fee. The state is ramping up DUI enforcement for an effort that starts today and will last more than a week. CDOT says 167 suspected impaired drivers were arrested over the New Year's Eve holiday weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.